great.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And today we are going to be going over the hotly debated Genie Plus and Lightning Lane system.
Yes.
Woohoo.
We are...
Buckle in.
Slow on the draw for this because we wanted to see what it's actually like. We wanted to see other people's usage.
See some reviews, get some more information about how it actually works, other than just what Disney tells us is going to work.
Because it is not.
So, I mean, I guess we can kind of start with the overview. I mean, unless you live under a rock and have no idea.
Are you going to give Disney spiel about what it's supposed to be?
I can give the spiel of what it's supposed to be. You know, because I would assume that they built it with the intention. This is Ian's own personal thought on this. My thought is that their intention was to replace something like Touring Plans, which is a service that I've used for a couple of years now, probably since like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not perfect for all things. It has its own sets of limitations, but it's really cool because they crowdsource lots of data and can crunch lots of predictive numbers and help you make decisions that the Disney app cannot help
you with. And this is the standard Genie program that is included in your Walt Disney World My Experience app.
Yeah, this is what they're targeting with that. Additionally, back in the day when FastPass Plus was a thing, you were able to use Touring Plans could recommend to you when your FastPasses were. So that was like the other thing that it would do. So what it appears is what Disney is going after here is they're trying to make the Disney parks experience more spontaneous feeling. Whereas, you know, with Touring Plans, you have to follow your thing to the letter. You have to, you know, because and we all love to plan. Like, that's all our thing.
Yep.
But a lot of times people, like, that don't end up not liking a Disney trip, it's because they feel like they don't have to plan
as
much for
it. It's so regimented.
Right. And they're like, why do you have to sell the stuff up in advance? And it's like, well, because it actually makes it really fun, and there's things that you can tweak later, but it's a whole thing. With this, basically, people can be like, I want to do these things, and you can kind of just tell the Genie app that, or the Genie, service that, and it will...
Their algorithm will then program an ideal day.
And ideally,
that's what it will do.
And it's also supposed to work on the fly. It's supposed to work on the fly and update that as the day goes along.
Yes.
So if things change, theoretically, it'll adapt and make it better, which you can do in Touring Plans, too. But it's a little bit less convenient the way they do it. So I see what they're trying to do. I see that they're trying to make it so it's like everyone that wants to come to Disney, it's like you're paying all this money anyway, and then you end up having a lousy experience because you didn't plan enough. What's trying to find a way to use all this data we've been collecting for a decade and determine how to make it work better for you?
Yeah, because granted, not every single person, the majority of people that are going to show up, don't realize how much research needs to be done into a Disney vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Those families that are coming for a once-in-a-lifetime trip want to get the most out of their time there. And this is a way to say, hey, waits might not be too bad at this ride that you're interested in right now, so why don't you run over there?
Right.
Ideally, that's what it will do.
If it works
correctly. The reviews are mixed.
I've seen a lot more negatives than positives on that, so this is just using the free portion at the moment. That's what we're discussing.
Yeah.
And, like, you're supposed to be able to put in things like if you want to princess focused day or if you want like a thrill ride focused day, or
and you can
if you
also
want...
put in specific rides that you want to experience.
Okay.
And I have seen a few people do the test run through episode, you know, their day using Genie only, and never once in all of the videos that I, because I've seen like 7 to 10 videos of people trying this program.
Yeah.
Never once did it actually give good recommendations or anything that they said that they wanted to hit on those days.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll make recommendations for, say, you want to do Haunted Mansion.
Right.
It'll push you to, like, the carousel, because the carousel's at a 5-minute wait. And you're like, but I want to do Haunted Mansion.
And I could figure that out on my own, what the waits are from your old app that just showed me the map and what all the wait times are. I don't need algorithm to tell me that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is it almost seems like it's, and that's like the classic Disney problem, the first party problem, is with their data. Like, they know all this stuff, but what they really want to do...
Crowd management.
It's crowd management, yeah. Exactly. So when
but they're selling it to you as, we're going to make your day better.
Better, but it's like, we're actually going to try to even out our crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's already what they've been doing with the official Disney My Experience app since the very beginning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even before that, with just, you know, wait times just inflating or deflating based on what they want to get people to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a really direct way of doing that still. And it's like, if you really need to see this ride, and we have, like, a lot of people have must-do attractions, and it's like, you're going to get through the whole thing, and you came back, it's like, well, how was Haunted Mansion? Oh, the genie never told us to do that one.
Yeah.
Like, we just didn't do it. Like, that's wild.
Read about an instance where Genie Plus told you to go to the Haunted Mansion, which was one of their, they wanted to do, and it was down. So they instead realized that and sent them to Country Bears.
Same thing. The exact same thing.
There is no difference.
That is the same vibe.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's... I just really like the idea and concept. You know, like the idea of being able to help people out who don't want to plan and give them some sense of what to do. But the fact that it's, like, not actively making their vacation any better... Because I'm the person who's always trying to convert skeptics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of people I know who just, like, don't want to go to Disney or whatever, and people that have gone that I know who were against it and had a good experience there have been like, what? Like, they've been totally shocked about the really good experiences you can have if you're either planned out or with somebody who has planned it out in a way that they know what they're doing.
Yep.
And so, to me, it just really feels like they're trying to tout this as that solution. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it just isn't that solution.
And at the same time, when you are advertising it as something to better your day, and it's not giving you the information that you want, it's going to further frustrate your clientele.
Right. Exactly.
It's not going to help them. Right. Oh, go to the carousel. I am a single 20 something here with two friends. I don't want to go to the carousel.
Right.
I want to go to Haunted Mansion. I want to go to Tower of Terror, whatever it is.
Stuff that we wanted to see. This was our itinerary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It definitely does feel just like, you know, you're trying to solve a need that does, there is a problem that exists here and you're trying to solve it. And what you're actually...
But on your terms.
On your terms, which is going to make concessions that aren't necessarily going to make people feel better. And maybe in some people it'll help because they'll be able to do things. And sometimes people don't even know, like, there are situations where people just don't even know that carousel progress exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's just situations where people, like, don't even go in the country because they don't even think about it.
Yeah.
If in some cases, maybe the people just, like, having their phone be like, you should walk here and do this.
But the push notifications have not been coming out either.
No.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be saying recommendations and giving you push notifications and updates.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been.
Oh.
It hasn't been updating like it's supposed to. It's not letting you know when the next thing's supposed to be.
Yeah, when you're trying to send that much data to that many people
And their towers already are horrible.
Disney
internet. Ugh.
Yeah. That's a whole thing. And so
I'm just imagining a family of four on a 100-plus degree day trying to figure out this system, frustrated because their kids are hot and they want this, or they want to go on this ride, but why aren't we going on where we said we were going to go?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a nightmare.
And they're supposed to also be doing food recommendations in there, too.
Oh,
please don't send me to Cosmic Rays over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody wants to eat at Cosmic Rays.
Like,
but that's what has the shortest line
the
right
Lounge
now.
Singer Sunny Eclipse is a delight, but I don't need to eat the subpar burger.
Right.
Like, just, I need a drink and get it.
Now
I'll just sit there for a few minutes.
I'm going to go to a restaurant with a menu item called the subpar burger. I do want to do that. Just putting that on the list for other stuff. This is unrelated.
I can't even imagine, because it's all supposed to do, like, it's supposed to do, like, table service dining options, too, which,
come on,
nobody's going to have any open availability.
No.
Or if they do, it's going to be, like, last time I went, there were availability at, like, Crystal Palace.
Right.
Which I'm just like, you might be lucky and get a Crystal Palace reservation. But once, you know, character dining comes back, you're not going to get that either.
Mm-mm.
Right.
So where are you sending these people?
Right, and that's just it. It's like, and
they're trying to get people to navigation co is what it is.
I was gonna say, if you're doing, imagine Hollywood Studios, what do you got? Brown Derby?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you're not getting into Brown Derby.
No. You got sci-fi?
Brown Derby.
No. You're not gonna do there are no real what are you gonna get? Mama Melrose.
Yeah.
Worse than Olive Garden Italian restaurant.
The idea that Disney's like, yeah, put in your dining requests and like we'll check reservations for you. You know?
Yeah.
Little like, do you know on a audio podcast that Ian was winking.
I was winking at everyone in the room, including the cats. No, and just the idea that Disney is like looking out for you specifically for your reservation is so funny to me. It's like, come on.
They don't have the bandwidth to do that stuff that they can't do.
And if everyone else wants it, who are they selecting first? It makes no sense. Yeah. So I just... If what you're selling is cool, but because of what it is and who it's from, it can't be that thing.
Yeah.
So speaking of selling, they do have the Disney Genie Plus option.
Yes.
Which when we first heard about it, I thought it was going to be very similar to the MaxPass system in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
No. So it's $15 a day, which A is more expensive than
park.
Yes.
In Disneyland, it's going to be $20 a day.
Is that per person?
Yeah.
Per person, per day.
Is that for
so if you are a family of four, that's $80 a day.
Nope.
So just building that into every day of your vacation if you want to use that.
And then you're not even guaranteed to be able to get...
on a specific ride.
On the rides... or every single one.
Mm-hmm.
You only are allowed one per attraction.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you get a benefit if you stay on property, you can start booking them at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you're not staying on property and you go in, you have to wait till you're in the park.
The turnstile.
Okay, so it literally geofences you to the park.
Yep.
Okay.
But also, the big thing for me is that, okay, you are in your hotel room, you make a reservation for... Rise of the Resistance, but you can't get in until...
Well, Rise of the Resistance is separate, so
sorry,
let's choose
right.
a different...
Oh,
let's,
so, yeah,
let's,
you're right.
Well, that's on another
so
level. That's something else.
You make a reservation for Tower of Terror.
Yeah. Yep.
And you can't get in on it until, like, 4 o'clock. It's already booked up.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you can't then make another reservation...
Until
no. 2 hours, not after you make that reservation, after the park opens. So if it doesn't open till 9 a.m., you can't make another reservation till 11 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And then continues on like that. With MaxPass, you could make one, and as soon as you use it, you can make another.
Yeah, so you could, at Disneyland, with the MaxPass system, you used to be able to literally beep in to the MaxPass lane, and then while you're walking through the queue...
Yeah.
Plan out your next one.
Mm-hmm.
So think like the rolling fourth fast pass.
Yep.
Although you paid, but you were regularly able to just keep going, keep going.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this one, and if you come in even a little bit later, say that you are not a morning person, you decide to sleep in, you come in at about 11 o'clock, you're screwed for the day.
Wow. I just don't understand. In terms of the Genie Plus system... Can we think of a single reason why they would do it except for money? Because I can't.
No.
I cannot find
now
a single
when they were
reason.
Giving for years, you had 3 fast passes that you could book like 90 days out.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
And sorry, you're taking away so much, and now you're going to give us this system that is worse than the paid system that you had before.
Yeah. You're not going to even use the existing template that worked well.
I would have been fine with $15 a day if it was the same template as MaxPass, that you use a rolling fast pass you could use throughout the day. Fine. I'll pay $15 for that. But now hearing that, so what, you're going to get max like 3 fast passes in a day
if you're
lucky?
If you're really hitting it well.
I mean, that wouldn't be bad for Animal Kingdom because there's only 5 attractions.
But you can go, you can rope drop that and be done by 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Now, you can go ahead and once you pay, use it if you have park hopper for every single park.
Yes.
So...
But you're still got that 2 hour waiting time. That means you can't make a lot of reservations.
Right.
Like, I originally was like, I'll pay the $15. And then I read into it. It's like, there's no way I'm going to get my money's worth out of this.
No.
Even if it's just me and my husband, $30 a day. No way. Like, the only park that it could possibly be worth it at is Magic Kingdom. Cause there's so many rides that will be under that $15 umbrella.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be there from opening to close. Which is just, at that point, I can wait in these lines.
And then you have to start doing the same thing that we had to do with fast passes before and giving yourself a hierarchy of how are you going to arrange this.
Yeah.
So it'd be, okay, well, are there any boarding groups? So for Rise of Resistance, if there were boarding groups still going, try and get that first before you worry about the new system at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then are you staying on property? If you're staying on property, then you can go ahead and potentially choose a really good one to come back for at a later time.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, then you go by your priority instead of, you know, just, oh, what's available right now? Bink, we'll get on it. And then what's available right now? Bink, we'll get on it.
Yeah.
That was wonderful in Disneyland when I went the first time.
Yeah. And I didn't mind paying for that because it was well worth it. I think, like, the first time I went with my mother, we got, like, 9 or 10 fast passes in a day. It was great.
Yeah.
But, and now it brings us to the next tier, which is the Lightning Lane. So these are high-level new attractions or very popular attractions that you have to pay individually for.
There are two at each park.
Yeah. And these go from anywhere. They say that the max is $15 per person.
In addition to...
No, you can do it without getting Genie Plus.
Yes, but if you want to get the Genie Plus, this is on top of...
You have to buy that on top of the Genie Plus.
But you can get it and not use Genie Plus.
Correct.
So, which is probably what I would do of any of these options.
In these cases, right, right.
So if you... So on that list, Rise of the Resistance.
I have it right here.
Oh, yeah.
So Hollywood Studios, Rise of the Resistance, Runaway Railway, Animal Kingdom, Flight of Passage, Expedition Everest, Epcot, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, and Frozen Ever After, and Magic Kingdom, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those ones, even if you paid for Genie Plus, you are not able to
Mountain
use them.
Is on an above tier again. That's Lightning Lane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Expedition Everest. Come on. There's like never, hardly ever over a 30-minute wait for Expedition Everest. Which I love, but I'm not paying like $9 or whatever it is per person. Like, again, when you think about this, like, it's one thing for us. Like, we usually go, it's one or two people.
Yeah.
But if a family is going, which is the large part of their clientele,
right,
you have to times that by 4 to 5 people.
4 to 5 people for 7 days.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so obscene. And on top of that, so then you're like, especially with, so you're looking at the Genie Plus system too, and you've got like, you have to, what we were talking about, like the hierarchy of getting things set up. And on top of that, then now you're planning again.
So it's not solving anything.
And not
except
only,
getting them more money for doing nothing.
Not only are you planning again, but even on these low crowd days, Rise of the Resistance Lightning Lanes have been selling out before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
So you still have to, if you decide that you're going to pay for a Rise of the Resistance Lightning Lane,
you have to
do that almost before the park opens.
And my suggestion, having just been there, staying on property, go early. You get in half an hour early. Rope drop, Rise Resistance. We had no wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like,
just go rope drop it. Don't pay the $15 per person that you know it's going to be
right
for everyone in your party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a great
ride.
That's
wild.
I understand why people want to buy that. They don't want to get up early, whatever. But if you want to go and Rise the Resistance...
Or imagine paying for it and then the ride goes down.
That's the thing.
Because that's happened before too.
I have
Disney started doing some refunds for it, but it's not guaranteed.
Yeah. And I have been on that ride one day, and one day I'd been in the line and it had broken down 3 times. 3 effing times.
So, okay. So here's the question. When you buy in a swing for like the Lightning Lane and you buy that... Does that cover all of those attractions, or
no,
is that buying
it's per
one?
That's
attraction.
One
per attraction
for Lightning Lane.
It's a la carte per attraction, and
per person.
Yeah. So if Mike and I wanted to go on Rise of the Resistance,
I think that's
we'd
the
have
max
to pay $15,
$30.
Right?
Yep.
Oh my God!
And then you could get on there, and it would
break down,
and then be like, okay, well, you can come back later. Okay, we came back later. It broke down again.
That's so wild. That's the thing.
I came
it's
back
like,
3 times that
is,
time.
Is Disney like wanting to get people mad at them? Because like
they're certainly succeeding.
Like, I mean, because like just from like a customer, not even just like us being Disney fans and being grumpy. Like the logistics is funny being there. Like you guys were talking about, like just like breaking down or whatever. Like doesn't that cause more? Like customer complaints when you're throwing that kind of money day of, like, it's okay, like we all expect that huge lump of money that we're throwing at Disney for the experience, and like there's a certain amount of just being like, yeah, okay, that's fine, like this is happening, we're gonna deal with it, it's just part of being at Disney. But now when you a la carte like specific ride experiences,
And then for it to break down.
And then for it to break down, then there's no way to, like, recoup that. Like, they're just adding more and more breakpoints.
Now, yeah. I will say, they will say that you're allowed to do the standby line for all of these. So it's not like it's a one and only. Like, the boarding passes, mm-hmm. the boarding groups
right.
were, if you're in it, you're in it, and if you're not, you're not. Yeah. So you don't have to pay.
I mean, that's what EA Games says about their, you know, like, video games where they have microtransactions. So it feels very
you
much like them.
You can still play.
You can still
you won't
play
get very
Fortnite.
Far.
Yeah, it's like, it's the same. Same thing,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. it's really wild that they're just taking that to that level because it feels like it's just going to make more and more people mad. And the
it's
fact that
so
they know that they can do it is,
too.
Yeah,
like just the audacity must be on sale right
yeah.
now
yeah.
because they just don't care that
literally.
It is a blatant money grab.
It's
when
just...
you're already spending above and beyond what most family vacations cost
right.
to be there, especially
right.
if you're staying on property.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
yeah, it's just wild.
You're taking away, you can't get, now you gotta pay to get from the airport. Now you gotta pay for, to get
right.
on the rides. Now
right.
you gotta, like, now you gotta pay for these new
like,
annual passes. Like, just,
yeah.
just crazy stuff.
I mean, we knew that they were nickel and diming us already, but this just goes to show.
It's just like, we're not even going to hide
more.
It anymore.
Like,
right.
Like I said, yeah. when they brought this up, I was hoping that it'd be like the MaxPass system. But this is obvious that they're just doing this strictly for the money.
Yep.
Because if all you can get is maybe a fast pass to Small World and a fast pass to, I don't know.
Magic carpets.
Yeah,
yeah.
something like
yeah,
that.
Right.
And you spent $15
per
a day
person.
Per person
mm-hmm.
to try and hope that you'd get faster passes and
mm-hmm.
your
it
hands
doesn't
are tied.
Time out. Like, because you're
like,
still timed out.
You would be,
yeah.
I would be irate at the end of the day
oh
if I only got fast passes for Carousel and Magic Carpets because those were the only ones, especially if I was a family of four.
And I don't
every single
yeah.
day.
And I don't buy the we're trying to control crowds because you could do that by giving people their early fast
yeah.
passes for specific times of day.
Yeah. yeah.
Like,
either make it so you have to commit the time or you commit the money. You don't do both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with fast passes, you frequently would get up super early, Crystal, to like
mm-hmm.
reserve stuff.
Yep.
That was like you would always do that and it was great. And you committed that time
mm-hmm.
to do it, but you didn't pay for it
mm-hmm.
too. Like now they're like,
that's
okay, now you get
of,
now you get to do
yeah.
both. Like
mm-hmm.
it's so wild
well,
to
it's
me.
It's just like Magical Express. Like we were always paying for these things.
Yes.
When you stayed on property, you were paying a premium for that room, which
yeah.
may be better than a regular room outside of Disney. Probably
no.
not.
Yeah.
But you were paying there because you got fast passes. You got
mm-hmm.
the Magical,
you got
Express.
Magical Express. You got to be in parks early. You got extra magic
hours. You got to
hours.
Have your 90 day window for
yeah.
fast passes
and dining reservations.
So you got to have ahead
yeah.
of time of everybody too.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Oh my yeah. god.
My one hope for Disney for Genie Plus is that it fails. I really hope that people realize that it. And don't pay for it because
yeah. Yeah.
that's the only way they're going to rethink what they're doing
mm-hmm.
is if they're not making the money they expected on it. If it's a big failure and everybody's like, I'm not, I've done this once. I've realized that it was a mistake and I'm not going to do it again
mm-hmm.
because that 2 hour window is that's the
yeah,
killer.
That's no yeah. way you can, there are things they could do to tweak the system and digitize and make and modernize some of their experiences for this
mm-hmm.
stuff. And it to me, it feels like you're talking about the MaxPass system.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that
just,
was a great system.
Just integrate that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you want to charge people for it, that is a legit thing. That's something that Universal does. It's not out of the norm for the industry.
Yeah.
Just make it so it's like, build that system so it's very consistent. Make it very, make it consistent and make it predictable for that sort of thing. And just... I don't know, and don't do the tiered thing. Like, there's all this, like, it's just adding confusion to people where you're saying you're trying to create this Genie system that's designed to make your day at Disney easier.
And all
and
it's then, doing is frustrating people.
Simultaneously
mm-hmm.
adding, like, a bunch more rules.
Yeah,
now,
and just points where you gotta pay.
But gotta pay for it.
Like, yeah, your day will be so much better if you just hand us $30 more. It'll
maybe.
Be so much better
yeah.
if you add us $15 more. Like,
it's a chance of it being better if
yeah,
you pay us
maybe.
$50 more.
So I have a question then.
Yeah.
Because my brother and I were talking about this when we were in Disneyland, because Disneyland hasn't running it yet.
Right.
I can't wait to see the Max Pass people in Disneyland
oh.
have to deal with the Genie Plus system.
Like,
pitchforks.
No.
But with Universal, Express Pass is $100
a day. It's crazy expensive, yeah.
But you can basically just walk up to an attraction through the Express Pass lane, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to schedule a time. Yes, you only get the one time per attraction, but you don't have to like do anything of pre-planning or whatever. Mm-hmm. You paid your $100 mm-hmm. per mm-hmm. person. And you can just go through
this. Is this a Disneyland too?
Oh, this is no, Universal.
This is a Universal thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you could go straight onto the ride.
Yeah.
Not have to wait. It's just your Express Pass lane. Yep. It's really expensive because they.
It
that's
gives
how
you
they
access.
Keep and yeah. that's how they keep the crowds down from doing it.
Right.
No. Okay.
I wouldn't pay $100 a day.
I mean, I still wouldn't either. But
yeah. right. I think that...
Is this their middle ground that I'm trying?
But see, that's the thing for me, though, is it's like... I don't want them to do that, obviously, mm-hmm. but it would make more sense to me than what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, as a product.
I just think it's so cost prohibitive. I'm just thinking of all the people... Like, I went to Universal in October, and I asked them, you know, what... Because I was like, well, what? How much is it? It was $179 per person.
Oof. Okay, that is
on top of your ticket,
on
too.
On top of your Woo! Ticket. It is.
That's like a ticket's worth of money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's just too much. More than. It's too much, and I couldn't justify it. And I wouldn't be able to justify it in Disney either. I think there has to be some middle ground. Again, I think MaxPass, I'm fine with the time. MaxPass mm-hmm. was a great system. You know, upcharge me. Give me, make it $20
yep.
in Disney World, $25 in Disneyland, whatever yep. you want to do. Mm-hmm. Add a few more dollars to yep. it. So yep. then everybody's paying them instead of just people who are going to pay extra for lightning lanes for certain attractions.
Right.
It's a universal thing. And you got to book your time so you can control the crowds that way. That was a good system. And it wasn't cost prohibitive to families. No family can come to, a family of four, generally coming for a week long stay, yep. can yep. afford $100 to $179 per person per day
so
to have
wild.
Fast passes. And they shouldn't have to because no. they're paying so much money to be there anyway.
It just feels so blatant, and I cannot understand the logic behind this.
Oh, but don't forget, you get the perk of all your photo passes.
Yay.
If you do the Genie Plus.
Which I originally had with my annual pass.
And now they take that away from us.
And now you're taking it away. So you're, again, they keep trying to make like, oh, but you get this. No, you just took it from over here and put it over here.
Right. In the paid bucket.
So I have to pay for it again.
In the paid bucket. Yeah, they're taking all benefits and moving them to a paid bucket.
Yeah. It's like, they're just going to end up alienating people. Like, oh, it's yeah. already hard enough, I would think, to get... Like, I know that Disney can get crowded, yeah. but you're not going to continue to get more and more clientele.
But they
or
want
grow
Disney to be
pace.
Crowded, too,
yeah,
because
exactly.
that's how they make the money.
Yeah.
You know, we complain
food.
About it, but that's how they make the money. If
yep.
COVID showed us anything and them complaining about not having enough people, so they had to fire all the cast members
mm-hmm.
because we didn't have enough people showing up,
mm-hmm.
they want the crowds.
Yeah.
They just want even more money.
Yep.
And
yeah.
I...
Like, your parks were functioning just fine before COVID.
Right.
Like, and you were only closed down for, what, 2 months? Maybe?
Now, Genie has been in the works. Genie itself, not the Genie Plus and
mm-hmm.
the Lightning Lane system. Genie
that was prior
has,
to.
Yes,
yeah.
has been in the works since pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
I'm just saying, they're making plenty of money to
mm-hmm.
stay running and pay all their employees before this happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this excuse of, well, COVID, we need to make recoup costs. No.
No.
Yeah, no.
The hotels didn't get cheaper just
nope.
because the people went away.
Mm-mm.
And you're not giving us anything extra to pay all the extra money.
Nope.
And you're tacking on all these add-on services
mm-hmm.
that are potentially going to be required now to be able to do things like Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah.
And it's uncalled for. And
mm-hmm.
as a final note, I'm going to say I vote against it and I wouldn't touch it.
No, I think
the Genie Plus service.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not interested in the algorithm part. I'm not interested in paying for rides above and beyond Genie Plus. And with the Genie Plus 2-hour window, it makes Genie Plus pretty
unusable. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see what the Genie app itself is going to do for my day. And I'm going to just probably ignore it most of the time, but I'll be curious to see.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't see any part of the service paid or unpaid being useful for anything
mm-hmm.
and you know, and we'll see what happens with Lightning Lanes. I'm just curious
mm-hmm.
you know, if that's like going to be useful. But even then, like, there's still, like, kind of a gamble with that money you're throwing in there. So that's it's a struggle. It's hard to find the bright side on any of this. So
So 3 out of 3 say no, save your money and just learn how to use the My Disney Experience app and watch your wait times yourself.
Yep. And rope drop if you can.
Right.
You can get a lot done if you rope drop.
Or go on the big things during the fireworks.
A lot
of people decide, now that fireworks are back, a lot of people decide to go watch those. It's a great time to be able to hop on big things. Or another trick that we've talked about for years is hop in a line right before park close, because if you are in a line, they will let you through. So you might have to wait a little bit, but you're not wasting your park day.
And then you get to walk out through an empty park, which is always cool.
Which is always kind of fun too. And, you know, and they're not sponsoring this, because I wish they would, but they haven't.
They wouldn't sponsor us, for my opinions.
That's not even true. But touring plans is $15 a year.
Yeah.
And you can, like, share the password. Like, it's... And you get a lot of this... You get a lot of predictive algorithmic stuff there. So if you're the...
You were looking at a lot of that when we were down there for the 50th to see how accurate it was.
If you're a data nerd and you just want to, like, be part of that and be able to, like, see predictively, like, what you want to do for your day, and you can play with it as the day goes on, whatever, if you want to do that, you can get a lot of that stuff. And I know that... I did a trip with my family once where we followed the touring plan setup really accurately with its app and everything. And we got through a lot of stuff without fast passes. Like, it was kind of amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
So it's definitely a cool hack in and of itself. You have to know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not Disney. It's not getting you backstage. It's not doing anything beyond that. But if you're a person who's just interested in, like, planning your day out in a way that's going to make the most sense and maximize everything, there are other options besides Disney that are much cheaper that can get you a lot of things.
Yep.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We use Touring Plan a lot when you go down and when you and I go down, and it's worth it. Even you got...
I love using it for hotel purposes.
You got it.
Yeah. Because I'm a DVC member, and I always stay on property, so I always like to see, like, what room I should request, and they'll actually send me a request to the hotel. And I did it for the first time on our last trip. And I don't know if it was because of that, my request, or because it was my husband's birthday and they knew it. But we got an upgraded room and it was awesome. So it's just nice to be like, oh, yeah, I want to see the Epcot ball instead of, like, the parking lot. So it's...
Yeah.
It's really cool.
No, that's... that. And I think that... Because I had done my first request this past trip, too. And I think we got the room that I... Because we were looking at the layout and you could see... I was like, ooh, but this one's right next to the Skyliner.
Yeah.
We could try that. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked that one and saw that it wasn't facing the pool. It was this whole thing. I was like, go. And then, like, that was the one we ended up with. And
nice.
We weren't even in the region that, you know, you were like, wait, we're not going to be there. And I was like, oh, wait. Oh, this is what I requested. I totally, like, forgotten that was one that I requested. It was,
and
like,
then my
right
room
next
was ready earlier, too.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Oh, it was really nice. We walked right up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
Well, that... Anyway. Is going to be the episode for this week. This has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.